Hey, everyone, Tamara here. Got a little bit of an aha and a quick tip for you. So this is going to be a short, but hopefully valuable podcast for you. It is all around your energy and plugging back in, meaning rejuvenating and replenishing your energy. Here's the thing I realized this week. So I've been a little bit more tired and I could have blamed it on the heat. I've been up a little bit later. I got a lot of kid stuff going on too, but I kind of looked back over the week and was reflecting around kind of why am I a little bit more tired? And I realized something. I've been spending a lot of time in creation mode, in innovating, like hardcore innovating. And I'm not talking to just the day-to-day stuff that we do. You know, I believe there's a lot of innovation there, but I mean, you know, creating new programs that didn't yet exist. I've been working on this awesome masterclass for people that's 3 weeks long for coaches and for organizational leaders that want to get certified in our human-centered innovation method and our IQE assessment so they have the competitive advantage in the marketplace. So I'm doing all that. I'm so excited about it, by the way. Go check it out. But I've been doing that, and that's a lot of creation, right? I'm writing video scripts. I'm creating new marketing. I'm thinking about how to deliver it. All this stuff is happening. And it's taking more mental energy. So sometimes when we innovate, when we're, you know, really pushing the limits, it takes a little bit more focus, a little bit more energy, a little bit us being a little bit more dialed in to actually achieve what we're trying to achieve, to accomplish the task. Have you felt that where maybe not when you're just, you know, cleaning up your desktop, that doesn't take much energy. Maybe just kind of, you know, responding to some admin emails, that doesn't take much energy. But if you're creating new PowerPoint slides or trying to figure out how to solve a problem you haven't solved before, that takes a little bit more energy. So what I realized in this week is while I was doing all these creation things, and by the way, they feed my soul, they give me energy in a lot of ways, they make me happy. I feel so excited when I'm able to create and build. That's part of my everyday innovator style, is all about kind of being motivated by creating new things and carving new paths. So I love it. It's not that I don't love it, but here's where I made the mistake this week. While I've been taking more energy to do these tasks, what I haven't done is allowed myself the room to replenish in between those tasks. When we do things that require more energy, we need more time, or not even more always, at least dedicated time to replenish our energy. Here's how I like to think of it. Think about the apps on your phone. You know how some of them don't seem to take any of your battery life? You can be on it all day long and your battery only goes down a couple percent. But then there are other apps that you're on, and before you know it, you look up and you're like, 80%, I was just fully charged. 75%, I was just, you know, I was just there. And then you look up, you're like, 40%? How did I get so low? Some apps don't require a lot of your battery, and some apps do. They require more. Now let's relate that to your real world. Some tasks don't require that much energy. You can almost do it on autopilot, so it doesn't take that energy out of you. You don't get exhausted. Other tasks, things that are more about creation and building and new, those take more of your battery life. So just like your phone, you got to replenish that battery. You can't keep playing on that app on your phone without plugging back in. That's why we charge them overnight while we're sleeping. So for you and for me, we've got to make sure we've got that dedicated time to replenish our energy. It matters so much. And my realization this week is I haven't been taking the time. In fact, I've dialed up the creation and the building this week, but I've not mapped out the rejuvenation and the replenishing that I need to keep that pace. And that's why sitting here on this Thursday afternoon recording this podcast, I'm a little bit tired, more than I should be. I haven't been charging my battery. Now, for me, that looks like naps. I'm sorry, I'm telling you, we undervalue the benefit of sleep so much. It looks like taking short walks. It looks like meditating. It looks like reading fiction. Sometimes it looks like just turning on something stupid on Netflix and just tuning out for a little bit. There's a lot of ways to replenish. For me, I know this is going to sound crazy, but the thing that actually replenishes me the most, try not to laugh, is cleaning. Oh man, I love scrubbing those counters. It just totally revitalizes me and recharges my battery. So for you, it could be any of those things or different things. It could be just laying down on the couch and doing nothing and staring at the ceiling, or it could be doing something active. We all work a little different. You know what works for you. But my, like I said, my aha this week was, man, if you're gonna dial up the creation and the building activities in your world, and I hope you do, they matter, make sure that you're recharging that battery because you're using those apps on your phone that take more juice. And you gotta refill that juice or you're gonna end up like me, a little bit tired. You don't wanna do that. All right, with that said, I think I'm gonna go sit on the couch and unplug for a little while and recharge my battery. Tamara out.